Hello and welcome in to this Monday edition of the Daily Perspective Podcast for November 23rd, 2020. Mark Congleton here, your sometimes humble host for this usually about an hour of observation, insight, and absurdity. Hoping you had a good weekend, that you and yours are well, and that everything in your world is going just fine. Pardon me while I'm copying and pasting. I've just got this story that just came up that I just found. It's a thread on Twitter that I want to include in what we're talking about today. And so I'm running it through threadreaderapp.com in order to get everything together the way I need it to be. Okay? All right. So let me just paste this here, and then that will come up, and then I can put it in reader view, and there we have it. Now, let's see. Let's drag it into the proper order, and we're good to go. All right. So there we have it. It's a beautiful day in our neighborhood. We've still got leaves falling. We're beyond the color here now in the lovely Southlands, and we are we're into the raking and leaf blowing mode now, where every weekend you fire up the leaf blower or you drag out the rake and the kids and you go out to the yard and you rake leaves into piles and deal with them. Because, well, at least where I am, okay, let me clarify that. Where we live, we have a lot of trees. When this house was built, most of the trees were left in place, and there was reason for that. They wanted the place to be sort of isolated, and at the time there weren't that many more houses along this particular road, and so they just carved out the place where the house and the driveway and the pool out back, where this would all need to go, and that's the only place they carved out, and they left, well, a little bit of front yard, just a little bit, so you've got some grass next to the street, and cleared the trees out enough in the front so you could see the house, but normally where most people would clear the lot from property line to property line, they didn't do that. So it's just covered up with trees. There's oak trees, there's hickory trees, and so we have hickory nuts and all kinds of stuff falling, and the squirrels are just insane, and it's actually a lot of fun. The squirrel aspect is, it's a lot of fun watching the squirrels, but the leaves, holy cow, every weekend for probably 4 to 6 weeks, it's just, you're going to be out there blowing leaves, and the roof, oh God, the valleys in the roof pile up with leaves, and you have to get that off your roof. Otherwise, moisture collects and will back up underneath the shingles and will start rotting out the roof decking. And so you've got to take care of all that. It's all about property management, property ownership. It's part of your responsibility as a property owner. You've got to do those things. But geez, this time of year, wow, with all of the trees that we have, it's just crazy. And I do this every weekend instead of just waiting for it all to drop. And I've done that a couple of times in the decade we've been here. And I've regretted it. I have seriously regretted it, because if you wait for everything, then you will spend 4 to 6 hours on a Saturday. You will spend your Saturday and a couple of gallons of gas blowing leaves to get it all sorted out. And it's just, oh, it's crazy. You just don't want to do that. So we're in the midst of it now. We're in the midst of the battle, and it won't be long before it's all over, though. Just a few more weeks, and that'll be done. And at the end of it, the last week, it looks like I'll be blowing leaves. I'll get up on the roof and clear the valleys and the gutters and everything and get that all cleaned out, and then go down and blow that mess off of the lawn along with everything else. So much for my life. How's yours? I hope your weekend went well, and I hope you had a great time and you were able to unplug a little while and to just kind of take it easy for a while. That's extremely important. Extremely important. And I hope you did that. And I hope you have developed the practice of doing that, because if you don't unplug for a little while and actually live some real life, if you stay all tied up in knots over what's happening to our country, then it's not healthy. I'm not saying to ignore it. I'm saying to unplug from it for brief periods of time to preserve your sanity. If you don't, life is bad. And trust me, we're going to look at some of the bad stuff today. I've got stories about Sidney Powell. No doubt you've seen everybody is all up in arms about the Trump White House's statement about Sidney Powell and her representation, saying that she's not part of the Trump campaign legal team. And it's a little confusing. We'll talk about that, as well as some other things. I've got one, two, three, four. I've got five different tabs with information about just Sidney Powell. I've got five different tabs of stories. And trust me, I have a lot more stuff to talk about than that. But those stories are what's at the top of everything. And so we'll be dealing with that a bit today. Plus, we're going to take a trip down memory lane before we wrap things up and look at just the top 10, or not necessarily the top 10, 10 of the absolutely bizarre, insane conspiracy theories the left and the news media, but they're the same thing, have tarred President Trump with for the past 4 years, and possibly even before that. We'll look at that. Hopefully we'll get to them before we get through, because there are these other five things to dive into. And dive in we will, right off the top of the bat. You've probably seen the Trump campaign's statement on Sidney Powell not being part of the legal team. Powell's always stated that she's been working independently. I know she was introduced at the news conference last Thursday by Rudy Giuliani as part of the team. I think he included her in that news conference because she was doing important work, even though she is not an official part of the team. And I think possibly Rudy misspoke when he included all of those people as team members, because quite frankly, some of them could have been working independently, as Sidney Powell has been. She's always stated that she's been working independently. With her signaling that, it gives her more freedom to do more independently. Powell has repeatedly said that she believes Dominion voting systems has stolen this election. If Powell was on the Trump legal team, Dominion could sue the campaign for defamation. Now, they can only sue Powell for her claims, just her. The Trump legal team can only go so far in contesting the results of the election. It only makes sense for them to have an independent lawyer filing lawsuits as well. This would also debunk a conflict of interest claim if Sidney is filing suits on her own and not as the president's lawyer. The significance of Sidney Powell filing lawsuits on her own should not be understated. If it were the president filing and the campaign itself filing, they would say he is going after his opponent. Done independently, they hold no weight in that argument. So Sidney Powell never was actually representing the president. The press conference on Thursday caused confusion as to where she stood in that aspect. And that's just a little clarification. There's that is actually from Greg Azelbekian. He posts on Facebook a lot, and he's clarifying that. And I think that's a pretty good take on the entire situation. Now, over, let's see, there's another thing. Sidney Powell issued a statement to her email base, to her email list, and I want to share that statement with you. Her words, okay? And here's what Sidney Powell says. I agree with the campaign statement that I am not part of the campaign's legal team. I never signed a retainer agreement or sent the president or the campaign a bill for my expenses or fees. My intent has always been to expose all the fraud I could find and let the chips fall where they may, whether it be upon Republicans or Democrats. The evidence I'm compiling is overwhelming that this software tool was used to shift millions of votes from President Trump and other Republican candidates to Biden and other Democrat candidates. We are proceeding to prepare our lawsuit and plan to file it this week. It will be epic. We will not allow this great republic to be stolen by communists from without or within. And our votes, or that is, she actually says from without and within, or our votes altered or manipulated by foreign actors in Hong Kong, Iran, Venezuela, or Serbia, for example, who have neither regard for human life nor the people who are the engine of this exceptional country. We the people elected Donald Trump and other Republican candidates to restore the vision of America as a place of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You may assist this effort by making a non-tax-deductible contribution at defendingtherepublic.org. And she signs off with hashtag Kraken on steroids, Sidney Powell. And so there is her position. She says she never was. She never was hired by the campaign or by the president. She's always been an independent. She agrees with the statement. So based on this, I believe there was confusion caused by Rudy in his introduction of all those people that were on the stage last Thursday. And everybody came away believing that Sidney Powell was actually the president's lawyer, or one of the president's lawyers, when she actually never has been. She waded into this fight on her own. And so you can take a deep breath. You can relax. You can rest assured that what the news is telling you is not true. This is not another sign of things falling apart for President Trump. This is just a clarification. And there's a reason. You may be asking, well, why would they do this? Why would they do this now? Why? This doesn't make any sense. It's confusing. And I agree. I completely agree. As I posted on social media yesterday when this hit, but this was strange. It's really strange. Why would you do this? And since then, I've been digging and reading more, and I'm learning more things, and I understand that there are reasons for this happening. You've just heard part of it in that explanation from Facebook and from Sidney Powell herself, that there are reasons for this going on. She's independent, and there is strategy to her being independent of the campaign and the president. It makes perfect sense when you understand that. Now, there is another reason. There is a possible reason for this being announced at this point in time. And over at WayneDupree.com, let me see if I can pull this back up this way. No, I don't want that. Wow. Sophie O'Hara over at WayneDupree.com writes a story called Conservative Podcaster Matt Couch Perfectly Explains What's Going On with Sidney Powell. No reason to panic. And I agree, there is no reason to panic, so you should not. And I want to dive into this, and we will do that right after the break, because I don't think I have time to get all the way through this before the break. Let me just slide back here, and we'll pick this up and go on to the next step in this after the break, because I think all of us need to understand what's going on here and realize that what we're being told by the press, by the news media, ain't necessarily so. And that's usually the case. If you watched the news over the weekend, you saw a lot of stuff going on. I don't know if you noticed, but sidestepping to that for just a moment, because there's no time to get into more depth on this before the break. I don't know if you noticed over the weekend that Fox News, in their evening block of programming, has changed their slogan. It's something like doing the right thing, something like that, which I think is really interesting, because in the beginning their tagline, their slogan was "We report, you decide." Remember? And I think that was a good place to be. Here are the facts. You make up your own mind about the facts. But doing the right thing implies that they're going to tell you what you need to know. And they're going to speak truth to power. And that's not necessarily the right thing. Welcome back to the Daily Perspective Podcast. It's Thanksgiving week, and as such, life around these parts is going to be sort of topsy-turvy. So just a heads up, there's a podcast today, probably a short podcast tomorrow, and then Wednesday, let me look at my calendar real quick, because I close my calendar like an idiot. Okay, so short podcast tomorrow, maybe a short podcast tomorrow, we'll see. Regular podcast on Wednesday, and I still haven't decided about Friday yet. Of course, no podcast on Thursday, it's Thanksgiving Day. And I'm not sure if we'll be back on Friday. Kind of depends on how things are. I know that my wife is off work. I know that we have, there's some things going on. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I think she mentioned something about Black Friday, shopping Friday, which now that I have my pistol permit, I may go with her. I'm just kidding. It's a joke, okay? But for sure, nothing on Thursday at all. But I'm looking at this. I have a morning appointment tomorrow, but it's relatively nearby. So I think I can get the podcast recorded and then come back and finalize it and upload it, which is what will have to happen today, by the way. I'll have to bolt as soon as I get through with actually the YouTube. It's on. We're on YouTube Live this morning, by the way. Hi, how are you? And I'll have to finish that up and then. And then I just have to bolt and then come back and do the edit and upload and get the show notes and everything else set up and gone. So or uploaded to the proper sources, I should say. I'm trying to multitask and I'm really bad at multitasking. So that's the look for this week. Podcast today, podcast tomorrow. Release a little bit later than normal, but they'll be there. And then back to regular on Wednesday, nothing Thursday, maybe nothing Friday. We'll see. Okay. All right. Now back to what we were talking about. We were talking about Sidney Powell and what's happened with her and the news media and the left are all trying to make something out of this that it is not. And I know that last night when this was announced, as I read through things on Twitter and Facebook and was checking news and commentary, it's funny how many people went into panic mode. It's not funny. It's kind of tragic how many people went into panic mode right off the bat. And they decided that this was a sign of bad things to come. When actually it's not a sign of bad things to come, there's really no reason to panic. And so let's go over to WayneDupree.com and take a look at this article about that. And here we go. Everyone who's panicking over the rumor that Sidney Powell is not working for Trump's legal team must read this. And by the way, it'll all be in show notes today. Later today, it'll go up online so you can get access to it. The media has created quite a frenzy after Trump's legal advisor, Jenna Ellis, issued a statement on Powell, stating that the esteemed lawyer is not working directly for the president. This prompted the left-leaning Politico to publish a story entitled Trump Campaign Cuts Sidney Powell from President's Legal Team. And this is what Politico said. President Donald Trump appears to have cut ties with Sidney Powell, a key member of his legal team, who also represents former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn in his long-running attempt to unravel a guilty plea for lying about his 2016 contacts with Russia. The abrupt shakeup came in a terse Sunday evening statement from the Trump campaign that offered no explanation for Powell's removal. Quote, Sidney Powell is practicing law on her own, Trump's personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani and campaign lawyer Jenna Ellis said in the statement. It goes on to say she is not a member of the Trump legal team. She's also not a lawyer for the president in his personal capacity. Powell had made headlines in recent weeks for her increasingly outrageous and unsupported claims of voter fraud in the 2020 election, repeatedly vowing to release the Kraken of evidence, only to refuse to produce it when asked by reporters. And that is what Politico has to say. Well, this is far from the truth. The fact is that Sidney Powell was never on Trump's legal team, but has been assisting in the investigation of voter fraud in the 2020 election by her own volition. Conservative podcaster Matt Couch perfectly explained what Powell's role is and how the media is desperately trying to spin this in order to make Trump look bad. Lynn Wood, who is also not directly, and I know I referred to that, but in the article there are links, and you can go listen to it. The Lynn Wood, who is also not directly on Trump's legal team, issued a similar statement that further backs up Powell's status in this investigation. This is all just another big hullabaloo about nothing from our media. So no need to panic, folks. Sidney's fighting for the American voter now and always. So please, don't panic over this. Don't. She never was really a part of the legal team. As I said from the get-go at the top of the podcast, I think this was a miscommunication. It was an error on Rudy Giuliani's part to include her in a list of the people in the legal team when she's always been independent. It was just a misunderstanding. It's been a misunderstanding about her status with the legal team and the representation about things. And she's been working on a specific aspect of this, and that's what she's focused on. And she said in numerous interviews over the weekend that she and Rudy Giuliani have been comparing notes, but that doesn't mean she's part of the team. Okay? All right. Now, over at the conservativetreehouse.com, by the way, conservativetreehouse.com, their website host has given them the boot, from what I understand. I've been reading little snippets here and there, and it turns out that the folks who host them don't like their conservative stance and have basically told them, you have X number of days to move, which that's not hard to do. Moving is not necessarily all that hard to do. It's a headache. It's a pain in the butt to have to do it, but it's doable. I mean, there are ways a decent website host will give you the option of archiving everything, downloading the archive, and then you just move that over to some other host. And once everything is up and you see it's working, then you go live on the other host and cut connections with your previous host. There may be a little bobble for a little while, one day, while everything is shifting and moving, but it's doable. I've done it many times myself, and I've moved other people. I've helped other people move their sites. I've moved their sites to my hosting and from my hosting to other hosting services, and I've done several things like that. So it's not that big of a deal. And especially if it's a WordPress thing. WordPress has their apps for backing up and restoring. You pay a few dollars for the app and you're good to go. Just takes a little time. But it's more censorship from big tech. People who just disagree, and they become fascists and shut you down so you can't express your opinion anymore. Because they don't want to allow opinion that disagrees with their narrative, because they want everybody to believe what they think is true, to agree with them. They want people to agree with them, and instead of allowing people to decide for themselves, they shut down all dissent. And that's what's happening in big tech today. They are the fascists. Now, back over to Conservative Treehouse. The article's called Republican Business Interests Separate from Sidney Powell, and this is their take on it. It says, when it was clear that candidate Donald Trump would win the Republican presidential nomination in March, April 2016, the RNC, specifically Reince Priebus, salivated at getting their hands on the Trump campaign donor files. Politics is big business. Historically, the GOP was dependent on big major donors in Wall Street for support, but the Trump small donor army shattered all Republican records for contributions and showed a completely new grassroots donor base. Tens of millions of middle-class Americans fueled the MAGA movement and stunned the Republican establishment. As an outcome of that massive data file and the contractual agreements to share with the Republican National Committee, the RNC became flush with money and transmitted the file to other GOP members in down-ballot races. Essentially, Trump represented access to millions of previously hidden Americans. That's why your emails and phone blew up in 2020 with pleas for contributions from every outlier GOP entity, the vultures in the business. And as an aside, I know this is true. My phone has been blowing up in the last 3 to 6 months. I get tons and tons and tons of email I've never asked for, I've never subscribed to. They're pounding on me looking for money, and boy, are they going to be disappointed. It's not because I don't support, it's because I don't have the money to give them. Within the business part of the GOP, there are massive territorial fights amid those who live on the donations from within political campaigns. The Trump MAGA file is being exploited like a bloody carcass dropped into a pool of piranha. Once you know how the business end works, then a lot of other stuff makes sense, including the Trump campaign statement on their legal team. This is all about who's getting paid by the campaign and the RNC. The Trump campaign isn't going to reimburse Sidney Powell for any expenses, nor is she allowed to make offers of financial payment from the GOP or Trump campaign. The vultures assembling and protecting their paychecks don't want Powell getting paid, nor do they want any financial liability. That's all the statement is. That's all it is. So just keep that in mind. You know what you've been told all these years? Rush Limbaugh is famous for saying it. Follow the money? Well, this is the money trail. Still, nothing to be concerned about here. It's the second half of the Daily Perspective Podcast for Monday, November 23rd, 2020. Thanksgiving week. A lot to be thankful for if you're an American. And all of that you're thankful for, you should fight to protect. Because we have it so good here in ways that no other nation on earth does. And you can just acknowledge that intellectually, or you can know from personal experience. And I would encourage you to learn from personal experience how good we have it here. And a simple way to do that is to do just a little traveling. You don't have to do much. Just, in fact, a rather inexpensive way to do it is to take a cruise. Pick a Caribbean cruise. Go to the Bahamas. You can do a three-night cruise to the Bahamas pretty cheap. You really can. It's really not that, especially now. The cruise industry is suffering, and they've cut prices next to nothing. You can't cruise right now, but when you can cruise, you've gotten your cruise at a deeply discounted rate, and you're going to learn something. Everybody's got their own preferences. You go looking at reviews and decide what you think suits you best. But I've been on a Royal Caribbean cruise. I've been on a handful of Disney cruises. Listen, a Disney cruise, that's the Cadillac of cruises. It's extremely expensive, but it's, you get what you pay for. You really do. But in this particular instance, I think you just need to learn something. And you learn something by taking, I don't know, a Royal Caribbean or a Carnival or a Celebrity cruise or something like that, and just go to Nassau. Go to Nassau, enter their private island, and just go and see things. And let's take Nassau, for instance, okay? You get to Nassau in the Grand Bahamas, and you get off at the dock, and right there at the dock, there is a street. There's a street that is just, it's where they dump everybody out to go shopping. And it's where the vans and the buses and the taxis all load people up to go on tours. You get off, you walk down the dock, you go through, you get on that main strip, and then there's really close to where the dock unloads, there is a street that just intersects, that T-bones right into that street on the dock. And there's some, for about a block or so up that street, there's more shopping. I encourage you to walk beyond the shopping. Not far, just a little ways, and look around. If you want to go further, I would encourage you to book a bus tour. You can book a quickie, simple bus tour. It's going to cost you about $50 a piece, something like that. Still, it's worth the investment. You take a bus tour and take a tour around the island and have a look at what things look like. And you'll realize that people living in this tourist capital, this place where people are dying to go because it's the tropics, it's the Caribbean, it is just beautiful. The people live off of tourism, but back beyond the tourism area, instead of being shiny and fancy and clean, it very quickly becomes run down and dirty and a little bit scary. Not far beyond that area. There are better places. You'll have to take a longer cruise to do that, but if you go to the Virgin Islands, go to the Virgin Islands and take a tour into the Virgin Islands. Yeah. You'll see more of the same thing. Concrete block houses, unfinished roofs. Weird. And the reason the roofs are unfinished is because the taxation goes insane when they put a roof on the house, so they just finish the house without a roof. And then you also see places where there's garbage piled up and the slum type areas that you have in your city, but they're just beyond the tourist zones in these islands because that's how most of the people live. Then you come back home and appreciate how good things are here. You don't have to go far, as I said. And you have to fight for what makes this country great. Otherwise, our country will become another third world nation. Let's get back into what we were talking about a while ago. Sydney Powell actually shared this particular Twitter thread on her Twitter. And I'm looking at time here. I'm going to try to get everything in, okay? It's by a guy named Pasquale Scopoletti. And he says, what an American, amazing American story. First, she gives her all to saving General Flynn. Then she turns to the fight to fight the swamp over the greatest election steal ever. To my understanding, here's how the story begins. Rudy and Jenna decided to post a notification, which on first blush looks like they're distancing themselves from the campaign and the campaign from Sydney. What a phenomenal development. There are two immediate interpretations that arise. First, Jenna and Rudy appear to distance themselves from Sydney's work. Second, as opposed to distancing themselves, they're actually putting Sydney forward. Again, what a story. Those are the facts of the story. We have to guess at the whys. Here's my most important guess. The entire federal apparatus of the United States is compromised. The White House, the DOJ, FBI, intelligence community, both houses of Congress, even SCOTUS, less now than before, the federal courts, etc. By White House, I don't mean POTUS, the President of the United States. Rather, I mean the White House as the location of the executive branch of our government. Our executive branch has fought Donald Trump throughout his first term, and I guess there are powerful forces still at play there opposing him. If I'm right, it gives context to the Trump campaign statement. As opposed to distancing themselves, they are absolutely putting Sidney Powell forward. They're explaining that they work with her, but she is a 100% independent actor, not under their control. Let's stroll back to the $1.7 billion that Obama loaded onto a plane in pallets, flying to Iran in the middle of the night, and all in foreign currency. Forget the $150 billion total. Focus only on the $1.7 billion. Why? Because it was absolutely illegal to the point of treason. And yet, the Obama apologists and protectors were able to convert this into a 100% legal act. No problem. Imagine that. Why send foreign currency and not simply wire the cash by normal measures? Because our sanctions against Iran made that almost impossible to do. Do you see? Any illegal act may be made legal by the D.C. swamp's powers. And what exactly are those powers? They are the near-complete corrupt control over virtually every lever of government power. In the $1.7 billion all in foreign currency case, it was the Treasury Department that provided Obama all the legal cover he might need. It's a painful read, but if you're interested, there is an AP version of the story, and there's a link here. You can have it. It's in the show notes today. So picture a White House able to employ such mechanisms and the people who executed those orders. You have to picture this, and I'm going to help you. We're going to turn to medieval castles in order to illustrate. Castles work. They're extremely difficult to break into, yet there's always a weakness. Even in the greatest defensive system, in the back of a castle, there's often something called a postern gate. It's where food and supplies are allowed in. Soldiers are often dashingly handsome with all their derring-do. They're often able to catch the eye of a pretty servant, typically a milkmaid. If the milkmaid opens the postern gate to the handsome soldier flirting with her, the enemy forces may then invade the castle. It's my understanding that the vast majority of castle defeats occurred this way, as opposed to all-out battle. Castles work. but a single milkmaid can defeat all the castle's power. To understand the DC swamp, you have to picture countless thousands of corruptible milkmaids. They permeate every office, staff, and department of our vast government. They, each and every one of them, has the power to defeat the castle of Fortress America. The Washington Post is something like the Milkmaids United Union of Government Employees. It's one of their great mouthpieces and megaphones. Here's their story on topic, and there's a link here. What's all this have to do with Sidney Powell, you may ask? My theory is that the White House has realized it cannot depend upon the D.C. swamp milkmaids to get the job done to save America from criminal theft of our election. It's going to take an incorruptible outsider. Let's talk about money. Every dollar the White House pays to anyone for anything comes from taxes. It comes from us at metaphorical gunpoint. We have to pay taxes regardless of our consent. Dissent to paying taxes is illegal. We won't bring up Thomas Jefferson right now, right? The flow of tax dollars through the government to its minions is simply and absolutely corrupted. The D.C. swamp has leveraged players at every checkpoint, ensuring compliance with the swamp's mandates. And there's just no way to stop that on a dime. So that's my theory. Sidney Powell is not paid by tax dollars and has taken on America's case at her own risk. Risk? Yeah, she might spend every ounce of her time, energy, knowledge, and capability with no fee or payment at all. She's at 100% financial risk. This brings us to a familiar topic. If you followed the General Flynn case, with infinite resources, the government used every power it had to break this man. Not only did he rack up millions of dollars of legal debt, his entire financial life and well-being was on the line. No man is wealthier than the government. When the government decides to delegate or dedicate its full resources to the destruction of a man, what man can face that government in all its vast powers? When was the last time we heard about Paul Manafort? How's he doing right now? Our hero, Sidney, has dedicated every ounce of her ability to saving America from the loss of our democracy. A democracy may be stolen. A republic can't be merely stolen. It has to be destroyed. But one can easily buy the vote. This is the great risk of democracy. There's no way to overestimate the significance of Venezuela's story in all this. First, there was Cuba. Communism won Cuba. Try to imagine the significance of that. Having lost almost all of its satellite nations, communism still held Cuba. And then along came Venezuela. How did communism take down this wealthy nation? None of us knew before. It always felt wrong, but after all, it was South America, and they're all crazy down there. So we allowed this. We have to linger there. Who allowed this? He ascended in 1999, which places him under Clinton 1, but at the very end of his term. So Bush 43 obviously allowed communism to take control over Venezuela during his entire 8 years. No need to discuss much about Obama and Venezuela, obviously. No one other than Sidney Powell would ever bring any of this up in real-time America today. Hugo Chavez did not win the Democratic vote, honestly. He stole it. How? With the help of the CIA and its technology. The CIA placed Chavez in power. Our CIA. And there's more. We'll get to the rest after the break. It's sobering, but it's necessary information. And it comes up in just a moment. The Daily Perspective Podcast, the final segment for Monday, November 23rd, 2020. All right, where we left off, no one other than Sidney Powell would ever bring any of this up in real-time America today. Hugo Chavez did not win the Democratic vote, honestly. He stole it. How? With the help of the CIA and its technology. The CIA placed Chavez in power. Our CIA. By herself alone, Sidney is telling us that our American election of 2020 was stolen by the exact methods of Hugo Chavez's takeover of Venezuela. If you want a communist America, allow this travesty of an election. Stolen elections are the greatest power of communism. Let's talk about money again. Taking a case to court costs money. Courts are expensive. They are the abode of the great and the mighty. They tend to offer precisely as much justice as money can buy. Courts are money machines. Please know that. Sydney is taking the case of We the People to court at her own risk. It will cost millions upon millions of dollars to succeed. Court is expensive. And the D.C. swamp controls the courts. Imagine Sydney's risk. Her courage is to fight on, no matter what. What is the government? It has evolved into that power that demands our fees, our taxes, and then uses those fees to propagate its own power. Please mind, this is the 100% opposite of its original design. Listen. First we screw Flynn, then we screw Trump. Remember that? Money. The swamp always knows that it has more money than anyone may who attempts to brook its evil power. As the prosecutors have infinite funds to expend attacking any defendant they wish, so does the swamp in attacking any who affront its power. I first came to understand this while supporting General Flynn. His limited resources were attacked by an infinitely funded special prosecutor, facing zero accountability over the use of his vast power. Follow it out. Prosecution has infinite financial resources. Defendant, no matter how wealthy, has limited resources. Money ends up being the greatest disparity of justice in America. All the justice money can buy. That's what you get. Two bars of law. What we learned in General Flynn's case was this. We had to provide resources vastly beyond his own limited means. If he was to stand a chance in facing down the evil government powers mounted against him. To do so, we built his legal defense fund. Boldly embarking on her own legal mission to save America from a stolen vote, Sydney needs exactly that same help. She can't and won't ask for White House dollars. Rather, she's asking us to help. Sydney tells us, quote, "The future of our republic is at stake. The left, the media, and the complicit Republican establishment are attempting to steal this election through a staggering voter fraud operation. The time to fight is now. We must pause on the complicit Republican establishment." Fox, who I forced myself to watch, was, Mark Thiessen and Victor Davis Hanson were on. He threw me with a phrase I wasn't familiar with. Talking about Mark Thiessen and Victor Davis Hanson being on Martha's show. He likes them both. And Mark had published an article in the Washington Post. In his post, Mark emphatically encouraged Trump to concede this election so he might gather his support to win a second term in 2024. This is beyond hellaciously bad counsel. You don't win in the future by conceding the present. That is simply not logical. Hogwash. On the edge of my seat, I waited for Hansen to disprove Thiessen's illogical counsel. I was left wanting. Hansen agreed. Pull back, surrender, retreat, live to fight another day. That was Hansen's counsel as well. Yet another TV commentator I've loved, fallen. If Joe Biden ascends to the seat of the Oval Office, America will set its mode of deceit. We will have consciously chosen to become a nation of liars. Biden is a liar, in full, in absolute. His corruption ensures that he cannot honestly lead America. What's more, America saw through him and voted Donald Trump back in for his second term in an overwhelming landslide. That stolen landslide is precisely what Sydney has dedicated everything she's got to correcting. That stolen landslide is what each and every turncoat traitor Republican supports right now. Romney, check. Christie, neither one of them gives a flying hoot about America. They only care about themselves. I trust Sydney. Who do you trust? What we need today are heroes. Can you help us? Can you be a hero? I say you can. Support Trump now. Hear Powell's account. Give if you can. If not, no worries. put the case forward here at Twitter too. And that's the end of the thread. It's a long one, but I've got it in today's show notes. Make sure you go to dailyperspectivepodcast.com and grab the show notes today. I will post them there, and I will make sure they're on social media as well. But the best way is just to go to the website and grab them. Because I got to be honest with you, lately, I actually have a statistic now as far as my social media reach. On Facebook, my social media reach has been clamped down 65% below what it used to be. I have the stats now. I have access to my business stats and all that stuff for the Daily Perspective podcast on Facebook, and it's down 65%. And I don't believe it's because people aren't accessing the page and the posts. I think it's because they can't, which is one reason I moved over to YouTube. And over at YouTube, thank you. I appreciate you being there. I'm glad you're hanging on. I'm glad you're along for the ride and you're listening, you're viewing. I know there's nothing to view. There's just the logo and everything. I'm just not set up for that. I just needed some place to be able to do this live each day. And Facebook was clamping down on me. And so it's on YouTube now. And I try to tell everybody everywhere else. I don't always remember. I spent a great deal of yesterday, in fact, trying to refine the process and find better ways to do it. I spent several hours yesterday working on a project I hope to get done by the end of this week, so that next week I'll have everything changed over to a different system which works better. That, you know, I've got this computer I built a while back that is a powerhouse. It's just an amazing computer. I built it for video editing, and I use it for video and audio editing. And I realized it sits over there a lot of the time not being used. And during the podcast, it's not being used. Why not wield all that power to deliver the video section, the video side of the podcast? So I'm working on that. And it's been a challenge. I got a Charlie horse in my brain. But back to the serious matters at hand. And that is that right now we are watching the powers that be, the corruption in our government, the rhinos, the progressives, the people who have made government more important than the people. We're watching these people take our choice away from us. We're watching them take away from us something we recognize as being better than what they have offered to us. We have realized that as time has passed, they have not done the job that we expected them to do, that we essentially hired them to do. They do work for us, you know. Well, they're not doing that job for us. They're doing the job for themselves. And they have crossed a line, as I've spelled out in the stories that I've brought you today, they have crossed a line into an area where they now believe they have the power to do whatever they bloody well want to. And we can't do anything about it. And that, my friend, is no different than Venezuela. It's no different than Cuba. If we allow them more power, if we allow them more latitude, if we don't fight back right now at this point, then they will get exactly what they want. And from this point on, you will just have to accept whoever they put in office, because it won't be you putting them in office. And if you're a Democrat listening to me right now and you don't believe that's true, trust me. Joe Biden was not your first choice. I think Bernie Sanders was your first choice. Twice. Bernie Sanders would have easily defeated Hillary Clinton. But this same thing happened to him. Bernie Sanders would have easily defeated Joe Biden, and he was. But the same thing happened to him. They put the fix in for Hillary Clinton and for Joe Biden. And they learned their lesson in 2016 that they didn't go far enough. So they've dialed things up. and they worked harder to make it happen again this time. But what they didn't count on was the fact that President Trump proved himself to a lot of people. And President Trump delivered on his promises. And he made life better for Americans. And so Americans flooded the polls on Election Day and overwhelmed the fix. They overwhelmed the cheat, the steal. And the operatives all had to go into panic mode and fix what they thought they had already fixed. And so in the late hours of the night, in multiple places, they shut the election down. And when everything came back up again, they had found thousands upon thousands, hundreds of thousands of votes for someone who was losing before. Keep up the fight and don't lose hope. The president is working hard to make sure you win. That's it for today. God bless you. We'll see you back here tomorrow for the next edition of the Daily Perspective Podcast. Bye-bye.
Oh, we're done.